97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. My goodness, an hour's gone by already. It's 4:01 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. We have a veritable plethora of subjects we're getting to today. Getting into one of them, cheating in professional sports. Where are you on this? And, you know, Pete Rose, like, one of the only guys in the history of the game, along with maybe Shoeless Joe Jackson, to not get a second chance. Everybody gets a second chance in this country. Sometimes third chance, fourth chance. Steve Howe got seven chances. Josh Gordon, I think, is on his 11th chance. Won't give one to Pete. He's got it. Now, he's got a case, and he petitioned Major League Baseball on Wednesday to reevaluate, and he wants to get reinstated, because once he does, he'll be eligible to be on the Hall of Fame ballot. Right now, the Pete Rose rule is if you are ineligible, you can't be on the Hall of Fame ballot. So you have to get eligible first, and then you can be on the Hall of Fame ballot. So it's a good thing, a good story. I watched Backstory today on ESPN if you want to check it out. And Pete got a little testy with the reporter. I don't know the reporter's name. Got a little testy there. Then he calmed down a little bit. But he Pete, did you think the reporter's not going to ask you about gambling? Really? You think he's going to talk about, you know, your future? He got upset that they were talking about that. Was the whole thing was centered around that. And one of the reasons they won't let Pete back in the Hall of Fame is because he, I'm trying to think of the words. I can't think of them, but it basically gets your life turned around. And because he lives in Las Vegas and throws down a bet on an occasional horse race, an occasional game, they're using that as an example of saying Pete never turned his life around. He's still gambling and whatnot, even though it's legal. That's what they're saying. That's what Major League Baseball is coming back with. He sits in a room 5 hours a day, 4 days a week, signs autographs. He's right next to Mandalay Bay. And that's what he does. That's what he does for money. I'm sure he does some other things. Gained some weight, man. He's pretty big. And there was a show. I can't even remember the show. It was a train wreck of a show, but it was Pete Rose and that chick who used to do exercising in Hawaii in the mornings. I was a big fan. Kayla, something like that. He landed her, and they were like getting engaged, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if that ended up as anything, or the show was awful. Pete's a bad dresser, too, by the way. He doesn't have got it together. He did say today he thinks he's a hell of a guy. Said that about himself. He thinks he's a hell of a guy. I don't know if anyone knew this. Mickey Mantle and Willie Mays were put on that list of ineligible players back in, I don't know what year it was, but because they took jobs as greeters in Atlantic City at the various casinos. And, they were banned for life, put on the ineligible list. You know, that was quickly got turned around when I think it was Bowie Kuhn, maybe, came in, the commissioner, and said, yeah, the world has changed. You know, they're fine. But Kiana sounds right, Josh. Kiana, thank you. I think that's right. She was a knockout. She was one of the first ones to do like an exercise show. She did it in like Maui. You know, you have the awesome background of the ocean. She's on the beach, fake rack. I mean, she was a 10, and somehow Pete landed her. She still looks great. At least she did a couple years ago when I saw the show, but I don't know how it turned out. If you do, please hit me up. It was Kiana. Yeah, good job, Josh. Josh Raybeck behind the glass. Josh, how's that XFL game going?
They're all tied right now, 19 all.
That would be the D.C. What are the team's names? It's off my screen.
D.C. Defenders and Seattle Dragons.
The Defenders. You call yourself the Defenders, huh?
Yeah, former Ohio State quarterback Cardale Jones is their starter, too.
You're kidding.
Yeah. So there's a few of those old NFL names or old NCAA names that are they're going to pop up here and there.
Cardale Jones, the third string quarterback that won them the national championship. That's unbelievable. He was a big fella. Is he still big? I mean, he was like, you know, pushing maximum density.
Yeah, it looks like he's a little bit more trim than where he was starting to head, but he's still a husky fella.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. Well, keep us abreast of that score because I know a lot of folks want to know what's going on in the XFL. So I want to throw out that question because Pete Rose has not gotten a second chance. Not yet. And they still say he hasn't turned his life around. So maybe he has to stop gambling altogether. I think it's ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. I mean, they just have it out for Pete. Now, and I think a lot of it has to do with that he lied about betting on baseball for 15 years. For 15 years, denied. The John Dowd report came out, and it was pretty compelling evidence that he bet on baseball and his team. But he lied about it for 15 years, and I think his best friend would have been the truth at that time. But he got himself into a mess. I think his lawyer also advised him to lie. And when he turned it around, and no one believes him, his credibility is gone. And for something about Pete, not a likable fellow. At least I get that feeling that a lot of folks don't like Pete. He thinks he's a hell of a guy, though. And he certainly did it on the field. It was fun when he was here. He played in 3,562 games, the most ever. 4,256 hits, the most ever. 3,215 singles, the most ever. And 14,053 at-bats, the most ever. That's unbelievable. If you brought your kids to a game to watch Charlie Hustle, you just point to him and say, do that every time. He was a hustler. He was smart. Boy, the man could hit. 610-632-0975. So the question is, who in sports did not or does not deserve a second chance? Who in sports does not deserve a second chance? Because when it's happening in the current, you know, on this radio station, it becomes a story and a lot of folks chime in and don't think this guy should get another chance. This guy should be banned for life. Some of them are ridiculous. Look, we all make mistakes. Look at Myles Garrett swinging the helmet at the pit. I can't remember his name. I have trouble remembering names today. Wasn't Landry Jones. Swung his helmet at the guy. And he's going to be suspended. Right now he's suspended indefinitely, but he'll get another chance. They give everyone another chance. One guy called in today and said A-Rod doesn't deserve a second chance because he got caught the third time. First time he got caught, second time he got caught and admitted it, I believe, and then he got caught again, I think. I think he's great on the air, by the way. I think he's great. I love the guy. I loved the way he played. He's a hell of a nice guy, too, so I kind of have a little bit of a bias. I ran into him once. Was down there for a game at the University of Miami. I went into the bookstore and almost like knocked him over. I was coming in, he was coming out, and then he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, man. How you doing? Yeah, you here for the game? Blah blah blah." And he had a big bag with him, and just chatted for a few seconds, and then he rolled. And I said to the guy running the store, I "said that it looked like A-Rod." He's like, "That was A-Rod." He came in. I gave him a bunch of free stuff. I'm like, of all the people on the planet, he deserves free stuff. He signed a $250 million contract with the Texas Rangers. Is he getting free stuff? You know, I'm eating cheese from discarded pizza boxes, and I have to pay full price. A-Rod, $250 million, and he's getting gear. They're giving him gear for free. Hell of a nice guy, though. Hell of a nice guy. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We'll go to Charlie in California. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Joe, how are you? I just want to comment on the current topic you just brought up, Pete Rose. I believe this, that the Hall of Fame is based on baseball prowess and your records, et cetera. He more than meets the criteria for being elected into the Hall of Fame. And what he did was wrong. He is wrong. He is not known as a very nice guy, but Ty Cobb wasn't a nice guy either, if you read the history. And I say it's time to give Pete Rose a break, let him up, and let him have a chance to get in the Hall of Fame.
There was a guy named, I think, Jerry Mejia that was, he was banned for life, third time offender for steroids, and he got reinstated. I mean, they just won't yield to Pete Rose. And Joe Jackson, I don't know if he got railroaded. I don't exactly, we'll never know what he did in those games. I mean, he did hit 375, but didn't drive in a lot of runs, but one of the greats of all time. He's dead, and he's on the banned list along with those seven other White Sox players or Black Sox players, whichever way you want to go there. But, yeah, you think he'll ever get in?
Well, I think he will. I think we have to have somebody of notoriety within baseball speak up for him and help it. I mean, we let people out of prison who have done heinous things.
Yeah.
But they served their time, and we let them out. We give them a second chance. This is nuts.
I agree. I mean, you know, the punishment to me doesn't fit the crime. There are, you know how many murderers out there don't do 30 years? Don't do 30 years. Under 30 years. Yeah, some of them under 15, and he gets banned for betting on a baseball game or two. And there was no proof.
You're right. And the people who ran baseball for years turned their heads on the steroid era because they'd come out of the strike that was devastating to football or baseball, and they wanted to see those home runs flying out of the ballpark, and they let it.
I agree. It was so entertaining. Baseball was hot. It was hot during that era, wasn't it? Everyone wanted to watch McGuire and Sosa and, you know, guys like that. Bonds, it was just entertaining. I mean, Bonds, 73 home runs. McGuire broke Roger Maris's record when he forgot to touch first. But it was a wild, wild time in Major League Baseball.
You're right, Joe. It was entertaining, and the owners liked it because it meant the cash register was ringing. They can't make any money off of Pete Rose. it's an atrocity, I think. And by the way, before I go, you do a terrific job, Joe. I listen when I can listen. I'm from Philly, but I live in California. I listen when I can listen. When I hear you, it's always very, very not just entertaining, but factual and informative.
Thank you, Charlie. I appreciate it, man. It's very kind of you. Hey, question. Where do you live in California?
Irvine.
Ah, oh, nice.
Orange County.
Yeah, I know where Irvine is. I love it there, man. If I ever decide to retire and go out there, man, maybe we'll hook up and, we'll do a thing or two, and you maybe can find me a house on the beach, maybe in Hermosa. I like it a lot. I like it a little more north. I like Hermosa, Manhattan Beach, Redondo. That's kind of my spot. So.
I know the area well.
Do you? Yeah. Well. You're very lucky. Oh, yeah. You're very lucky, Charlie, and I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the kind words. Very nice of you. Yeah, man, if I had a chance to live in California, I'm all in. All in. Of course, cost of living is through the roof. I got my kids. So I'm kind of hamstrung to live in the great Northeast, to live out my days whenever they may be over. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Joe in Deptford. You're on 97.5. What's up, Joe?
Hey, good afternoon. I'd like to keep it rolling on the Pete Rose. I definitely agree with you. And, you know, short time or not, another Philly, in my opinion, who got a second chance, I guess, and I don't think deserves it, Lenny Dykstra. I mean, an absolute scumbag who went to prison, stole people's money, and continued. And some people on the air, different places, really glorified him afterwards, and Google him, see what he's up to. He's still a dirtbag, and he, you know, Pete Rose did none of this.
He became a stock picker at one point, and he was hot. And Jim Cramer, who does that show every night, actually started listening to Lenny Dykstra's picks, and he was hot. He made a lot of money, and then, of course, he tanked. And then he was
stole a lot of money.
Forgotten about. Yeah. He opened those car. But he did so many. We did a show with him once at Diner, Al's Diner, I think, in Conshohocken. And he came in. He was very nice. Sat next to me. Said some funny things off the air we couldn't say on the air. He seemed like his brain wasn't quite there. Like something was missing.
But we're talking about, you know, a decent, regardless of what you think of him as a human being. All right, let's just forget that, because you can say that about a lot of people.
Sure.
Somebody that didn't do what someone else did, and one person, you know, got a second chance, did, you know, paid a harsher penalty in going to jail, but they gave him a second chance. And did they wipe Lenny Dykstra from baseball and from appearances and records? And I mean, come on, Pete Rose, he's possibly the greatest player I've ever seen as far as effort, not home runs. As the greatest player I've ever seen, you know, in my life, all around player.
No, he was phenomenal. You from around here, Joe? Were you around when they won the World Series with him?
Yeah, New Jersey. I remember when the Phillies won against Houston, and the police had took the field with the horses.
That's right.
And you couldn't get on the field, and oh, it was a big thing. You know what I mean? And the World Series and everything, and I mean, come on. There's right and there's wrong, and I think it's swung a little bit too far. Something's going wrong.
I agree, Joe. I appreciate the call, man. It's quite a disproportionate, infraction or punishment, I should say. 30 years for betting on baseball. He can't get a sniff to get back in. No one will even, I don't even think they can really seriously consider it. And as long as, you know, baseball has banned him for life and he's ineligible, the Pete Rose rule says you can't be on the ballot, the Hall of Fame ballot. I mean, he's instantly in the Hall of Fame. I believe I saw this correctly. They do have some gear of his in the Hall of Fame. He's not a Hall of Famer technically, but they have like his jersey from the Reds, and they had a few things in there actually that were Pete Rose. In fact, they had it wasn't a whole wing or a section, but they had a lot of Pete Rose stuff in the Hall of Fame. It just not Pete. So and he's, you know, he's salty about it. I don't really blame him. 30 years, long time. I don't know why he signed that. He basically signed a deal with Major League Baseball to agree to be being banned for life with the option of being reinstated after 1 year. And he basically jumped at it because he thought that, you know, he implied 1 year applies for reinstatement. Maybe not that year, maybe the next year. But he thought this won't be that big a deal. This won't be that big a deal. And then wipe it away. You don't have to deal with it anymore. And you don't have to answer the questions. But he lied about it. He underestimated the disdain baseball, you know, had for him, and they won't give him a sniff. They just won't give him a sniff.
Could you imagine, Joe, if Brett Favre was held out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Because it's honestly a pretty good comparison, a more modern comparison to Pete Rose as far as an Iron Man whose play, you know, the numbers start to dip towards the end of the career.
Sure.
But you can't tell the story of that generation without that specific player.
Yeah. Well, tell me more about Brett Favre.
No, I'm just saying, as far as you look at him as an Iron Man, you look at Pete Rose as an Iron Man, and I mean, obviously, Pete Rose's batting average and a lot of the stuff that he was known for earlier in his career, by the mid-80s, started to dip.
He dipped a little bit.
Brett Favre, same thing, though. Interceptions.
He started throwing a lot of picks.
Yeah, we start remembering a lot of those interceptions and everything.
A lot of picks.
Right.
You know, and then certainly the biggest one was to Tracy Porter in that Saints game, the Vikings-Saints game, when I think they turned it over like five times in that game. But, yep, definitely one of the great Ironmen in the history of the game. Eli, except for getting benched like last year, has a pretty good number going. I don't know. I mean, he's done now. He retired, but he never missed a game until he got benched for Davis Webb. Davis Webb was the reason Eli didn't continue the streak. Geno Smith. That's right. Geno Smith, too. Davis Webb, Geno Smith. I forget. Do you know who started that game?
It was Geno Smith.
It was Geno Smith. Okay. I'm sorry. Geno Smith started that game.
Could you imagine having a record that goes that long and the coach looks at you and says, that guy's starting for you? That's
incredible.
What's going to break the streak.
Lost him his job, too. At least it certainly didn't help. We're talking about Ben McAdoo. He decided to, you know, we're going to make a change. And people were like, what? It's not like you have Patrick Mahomes sitting back there. You got Geno Smith, a guy who can stick with the Jets. Davis Webb, one of your high picks, couldn't throw a lick. It was a shame. And he caught a lot of heat for that. And then, of course, the team didn't do well, and he got fired. And that's it. And then Eli retired this year. Didn't want to be a backup anymore. I don't blame him. This year was probably miserable for him. You know, he wants to play. He's been playing all his life. He plays every game. He's Iron Man. He never gets hurt. Won 2 championships, and he's standing on the sidelines. He was a good sport about it. You know, I'm sure he helped Daniel Jones, my guy. I think he's going to be spectacular. I think the Eagles are going to have to deal with him. Dak Prescott. I don't know what the Skins are going to do. I was reading a story. They're not married to Dwayne Haskins. I don't blame him. That's not my guy. That's not my franchise guy. You know, what's the kid's name from Ohio State that is going to get drafted high? I mean, everyone's assuming the Skins are going to get him. I don't know if I wouldn't take a quarterback. The kid from Ohio State. Can't remember his name. No, it wasn't Justin Fields. It was, he's a defensive end. Oh, God, can't believe I'm having trouble with his name. But if I'm the Skins, I might consider going with a quarterback there. You know, they have some hot quarterbacks. You're not going to win anything.
I think you just came to me, Chase Young.
Yes, thank you, Chase Young. Good job, Joshy. He's projected to be one of the most dominant defensive ends, in the history of the game when he retires. He is awesome. He's unstoppable. But I don't know if I don't take a quarterback there if I'm the Skins, you know. They have a new coach, Ron Rivera. You know, Dwayne Haskins isn't his guy. You know, get your guy. The Eagles didn't turn their program around really until they went up and got Carson Wentz. They were okay. Nick Foles did some good things. Michael Vick won some games. But they had to center the team around a quarterback. Now, unfortunately, he's, you know, missed the last 3 playoffs because he's hurt all the time. And I know the organization's getting frustrated with that. But that aside, if he did stay healthy, I mean, he's your franchise guy. And he will win you a lot of games if he stays healthy. Unfortunately, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. I thought this year was the year. He checked the box. That was one of the big question marks I had about him prior to the year. Is he clutch? Can he stay healthy? Showed me he was clutch down the stretch. Thought he was healthy, 16 games in the bag, and then he takes 8 snaps against the Seahawks, and the rest is, well, you know, history, unfortunately. We got to take another break. Having fun today. We've gotten into the Pete Rose story, so I'll continue it if you guys want to talk about Pete Rose and whatnot. As Sixers were talked a lot about today in the prior show with Rob Motti and D. Lynam. Flyers hockey tonight. In Washington to play Alex Ovechkin. He needs 2 goals to be in the 700 club. One of my favorite players. Did a nice thing, wore a number 24 jersey in warmups when Kobe, the game after Kobe perished in that helicopter accident. And some new information that came out about that. I'll get to that on the other side. To me, it's fascinating. And it's so sad and so tragic. And, I know the report won't be finalized for about a year. I'm so intrigued or curious, or I want to know what happened with that helicopter. We had a little more information today. We've been getting information about what didn't happen, but I want to know what did happen. 610-632-0975. Joe Stasak here till 6:45.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to the show. Joe Stasiak in the house. Keeping an eye on that XFL game. The DC Defenders now up 31-19 over the Seattle Dragons, 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Josh Raybeck is chiming in. Josh, can you get on the mic and just tell us a little bit about how some of the rules are, you know, they differ from the NFL?
Yeah, one of the really exciting rule changes with the XFL is, so the kickoff coverage team, they line up at the 35-yard line. The kicker's back at his own 30. He has to kick the ball between the opponent's 20-yard line and the goal line. Anything that goes out of bounds or beyond that actually is an illegal procedure penalty, which goes to the 45-yard line, how we're used to in the NFL. If the ball goes out of bounds, it goes to the 40-yard line. So there's that, but then also the kicker's the only one that's allowed to move towards the returner until the returner actually catches the ball, so you have more exciting returns as well.
Tell me about the extra point. You were trying to tell me about that in a break before, and then we got distracted or sidetracked.
Yeah, the extra point, I don't have the exact yard markers where they have to be, but you're closer to the goal line is worth a one-point conversion. Further away is a two-point conversion, and then even further away from that is worth up to a three-point conversion.
Do you kick at all? Can you kick?
No.
So you have to go for it. Either one, two, or three.
Correct.
What's the yard differential? Maybe the 2, the 7, and the 15, or do you know what it is? It's okay if you don't. I get it. Oh, if you come up with it, let me know. That's interesting.
Okay, it's the 2, the 5, and the 10-yard line. So 1-point conversion is the 2-yard line, 2-point conversion is the 5-yard line, and from the 10-yard line is a 3-point conversion.
Interesting. See, I like that. The extra points is the most boring thing in sports. So they moved it back. It's a 33-yard kick now instead of a 20-yard kick. It's awful. What is it? It's who came up with that? After a touchdown, let's throw the kicker out there. A guy doesn't play more than 3 snaps a game and see if he can kick the ball through the uprights, and you get a point if he does.
And you know what else is kind of unpredictable about this? It's the score. Think about when we preview, say, an Eagles versus Redskins game. We're given scores that are 24-20, 24-21. Why are we doing that? Because in our heads we go, okay, you score a touchdown, the extra point.
Yeah.
Okay, a field goal, that makes it this score.
Sure.
Now with all these different conversions and failed conversion attempts, you're going to get 43-36 games.
Yeah, and how many possessions do you need? Like when you're down 16 in an NFL game, you need at least 2. If you're down 17, you need 3. So the math is going to be a little tough to follow, but thanks, buddy. For that, see, we talk about everything here. We're talking about XFL now. We're talking about the Sixers, what a mess they are. We talked a little bit about A.J. Hinch, the former manager of the Houston Astros. Jeff Lunau, the former GM of the Astros. Someone asked a question. Jim from, I can't remember where he's from, a caller today. Because we were talking about cheating, who gets second chances, who doesn't. He was fired after the scandal broke, but the team he put together is silly. And the question was, would you hire him to be your GM? Yes, please. Where do I get some of that? Just, I mean, put together quite a team, and we're still hoping that Spencer Howard and Alec Bohm are, you know, they're the Phillies' future. Braves do it every year. Braves always have some stud coming up. Always. Phillies just can't get that going. Just can't get that going, unfortunately. I know all the equipment got sent down the other day. I saw, who is it? Jim Salisbury and Ricky Bowe. They're doing a little thing on them traveling. They're driving down to Clearwater. So I just can't get into it yet. I'm still stinging, smarting from the loss of football. I don't get into baseball until like September. I really don't. But I can say that with a lot of sports. I mean, I watch it. I have to. It's my job. But I don't really get a kick out of it like I used to until it's like crunch time. Down the stretch. I mean, I'm a hockey purist, probably my favorite sport even over football, although football season is, you know, tops on my list.
Remember, because I drink.
I mean, there's nothing like playoff hockey, and even people who don't like hockey, who rip hockey, say, yeah, playoffs are pretty good. They got that overtime thing down, the sudden death. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And NBA playoffs were great last year. Phenomenal. with Kawhi and the Sixers and the quadruple doink, and you know, Curry, Durant getting hurt, Klay Thompson getting hurt, Kawhi getting his ring, getting out of town. It was you know, the Bucks blowing a 2-0 lead in the conference finals. It was just, it was wild. Last year there were some wild things, and that's the Super Bowl this year. Thought that that was a compelling game. We can talk about that a little bit if you want. I haven't been able to kind of give my thoughts on that, except that San Francisco collapsed. However, because I was asked that question a couple times, did they collapse or did the Chiefs kind of, you know, grab that game? It's a little bit of both. You know, just because a team, you know, collapses and goes sideways, you still have to take advantage of your opportunities. And they did. But what a difference. You watch the last 7 minutes, put that up against, you know, the first 53 minutes. They couldn't do much. San Francisco, and Jim Schwartz would love this defense because they do get home. The front four, they do get home. You don't have to blitz that often. They get home. And if you did decide to blitz and throw a number five guy in there, it's a jailbreak. I was so impressed with that front four last week for the San Francisco 49ers. I did think they got a little tired, and the momentum shifted. The Chiefs' only sack was on Garoppolo when it was 4th and 10 on the second-to-last drive. Remember, he tried to just pitch a ball to someone. I think it hit his offensive lineman. But Steve Spagnuolo, great job. Gets his second ring. One with the Giants in 2007. Gets one with the Chiefies. 2020, I guess it's the 2019 season. Andy Reid. Do you have any thoughts on Andy Reid getting it done? Because I never thought he'd win a Super Bowl. And I've said that so many times. He will never win a Super Bowl. So that happened. I was wrong about that. I was wrong about the game. I thought it would be 27-17 San Francisco. Things were going my way. You know, and because I gave it out, I started rooting for them. But I usually, in a Super Bowl, if I don't have skin in the game or a horse in the race, I just want to see a good game. Like last year was a debacle. 3-3 in the fourth quarter? Really? It was awful last year. And when I was growing up, the scores were like 55-10. You know, Denver would get there, and John Elway would take his team to the Super Bowl, and Frisco would come in, and Jerry and Joe and, you know, John Taylor, they would just annihilate the Broncos, like 55-10. They were like, it became a joke. The Super Bowl was like a 30-point spread, like every year for like 8 years in a row. It started to get better after that, but it wasn't even funny. You know, you have the Skins doing it to Denver as well. Doug Williams, the 5 touchdown passes in the second quarter. Timmy Smith, 212 yards. No one ever heard of Timmy Smith. He comes out of nowhere, Super Bowl MVP. But anyway, yeah, I thought last week's game was interesting. I thought it was fun. Patrick Mahomes is something to watch. He really is. His arm is incredible. He can throw it sideways 75 yards, you know. Andy Reid saw something he liked in Patrick Mahomes. Traded a few folks, a few picks to go up 17 spots. Went up 17 spots. To get Carson Wentz, Howie went up 11 spots. And we thought that was huge. And he had to go to 8-2 in Miami first, and then he got down to number 2 and took Carson Wentz after Jared Goff went to the Rams. But 17 spots, I remember that happening. They gave up a second-round pick that year or a first-round pick that year, second-round pick this year, and a third-round pick last year, I think. And he moved up with Buffalo 17 spots. Whereas the Bears were sitting at number 3, same draft class. They decide, I think it was with the Niners, to move up, and they gave up 3 picks as well, to move up one spot. And what do? You got Deshaun Watson sitting on the board. You got Patrick Mahomes sitting on the board. They take Mitchell Trubisky. He played like 11 college games. You know, that's the kind of stuff that gets you fired and banned, you know, for life. Those kind of decisions. And they're trying to stick with them. See, you know, there are times where you just have to say, scrap it. I was wrong. We were wrong. Let's move on. You know, you got to be honest with yourself. Are they going anywhere with Mitch Trubisky? You know, Alex Smith, he was always good, got the Chiefs in the playoffs, but Andy realized they're not getting any further. Get rid of him, draft Patrick Mahomes, draft their guy. 2 years later, he's a champion. Probably should have won it last year as well. Snake bit. That D Ford offsides on would have been Tom Brady's third pick of the game. That changes the whole narrative. Then Brady's a bum, and the Chiefs are the new thing, and they go in and they would have spanked the Rams. Jared Goff was awful. He'd probably have two rings right now. Good stuff, though. Good stuff. Got to take a break. Pat in Drexel, hang in there, man. We'll get you on the other side. He's a Niners fan. We'll get his perspective on the game last week.
Time yours.
He's probably still hurting a little bit. But I'm Joe Stazak here till 6:45 tonight. Flyers and Caps at that time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back to the show. 447 here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Stazak at the house for a couple more hours. This weekend's programming is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Valentine's Day is almost here. Do you want to get your girlfriend or your wife a gift she will be proud to wear? Go to Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, South Jersey's Diamond Destinations. How y'all feel about Valentine's Day? I used to be lukewarm on it. Now I'm allergic to it. I had a traumatic experience once on Valentine's Day, actually twice, two different situations. I will never tell them on the air or probably in private either. But so I'm not a big Valentine's Day fan, but I try to be a good sport and go out and get the lady something nice and go have a nice dinner and make it a date night. 610-632-0975. We've been talking about a lot of subjects today, folks. And if you want to tweet in, if you don't get a chance to pick up the phone, you want to tweet something in, your opinion or a question, it's at Joe Stazak 975. Appreciate it. All right, we've been talking about the Super Bowl. We've been talking about the Sixers, what a mess they are. We've been talking about Pete Rose applying for reinstatement. We've been talking about cheating, threw a little steroids in the mix. Pete Rose, of course, did I mention that? The Houston Astros scandal. Alex Ovechkin playing the Flyers tonight. Two more goals. He's got 700. He might score. He's on pace for. He might score. He could score 60 this year, I think. I don't know what he has now, but he could conceivably score 60. And he's 34 years old. The last Gretzky 60-goal year was when he was 26. And he still put up 894 goals. But 26 was his last 60-goal year. Obi's might do it at 34. Incredible. Just incredible. You know what always chaps my rear end? Jaromir Jagr is like second all-time in points. And he was sitting right there. I know, don't live in the past, so blah, 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 blah. This is what I don't get. The philosophy of this guy is more prepared to step in right away and play. This guy is projected to be the better player long term. Anyone who takes a guy to step in right away and play, if they're not right there on the cusp and don't, you know, necessarily need one more piece to get over the hump, which you don't usually do with a rookie anyway, should be fired. Should absolutely be fired. Russ Farwell, GM of the Flyers, they take Mike Ricci because he was more prepared and ready to step in right away and play. But Jagr needed a few years to develop. Needed a few years. Ricci was taken fourth. Jagr was taken fifth. It's one of the reasons the Penguins have five cups. Flyers have two since 1975. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Pat in Drexel Hill. You're on 97.5. What's up, Pat?
Hey, what's going on, bud? I'm on a cell that may die here, so bear with me. I'm a 49ers fan since I'm a kid. I'm the exact same age as Kobe Bryant. I went to Upper Darby, but that's how I became a fan, through my father. The game was one of the best Super Bowls I watched in a long time.
It was good.
I think the fourth quarter, the defense got gassed. Jimmy, you know, he's a Belichick kid, so he's game manager, learned kind of like, you know, do your job, and didn't. But Andy, I think, outcoached him a little bit in the fourth. I'm just glad it wasn't like last year, the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen.
Worst Super Bowl ever. Brady made two passes in that game. Both came on like the second to last drive. He was awful. That one pass he made to Gronk to get him down there at the three, and other than that, I can't remember a good pass.
Oh, it's like Christmas for me every year, my favorite thing. So no Mannings, no Brady, no Patriots. That was cool. Well, everyone thought I was going to freak out after the game.
Yeah, how you feeling?
Wearing my Niners jersey whole bit. Well, after the Kobe thing, that kind of just, it's just a game.
Puts it in perspective,
right? My daughter called me. I was a Delco wrestler, football player.
Okay.
Met the dude, long story short, as a kid at Upper Darby. Wasn't a nice man, but we were kids. Well, I get the phone call that he passed from my daughter.
Oh, wait, you met Kobe? You met Kobe and didn't like him? You met Kobe and didn't like
him? As a kid, I didn't like him. What a great man he turned into.
Gotcha.
Absolutely amazing. And people calling in, judging him about the, you know, chick thing.
Right.
That's between the chick, the judge, his wife, and God.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. He's gone. If he got something to say, he should have said it to his face.
It's unfortunate. Exactly. Yeah, he died. I was on the air when that story broke. That was wild.
I cried. Literally. I'm shocked. But as a kid, it was just jealousy.
Of course.
Man,
sure.
Which stunk. I realized, kind of felt grown up. But it was the man he turned into with his little girl. That was the most heartbreaking part.
Right.
And I have a niece named Gianna. And my brother had passed. So a lot of
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah. Wow.
Niners was cool, but that kind of, after that, it's only a game, my man. Thanks for having me on.
Pat, I appreciate it, man. Yeah, it certainly puts things in perspective. That's a good attitude. That's a good attitude. I always like putting myself in the position of either the winners or the losers and try to imagine what my emotions would be. I would have been crushed. And if I was a Niners fan or a player, I would have been crushed. Kyle Shanahan now has a little baggage. Got some baggage going. Should take a lot of blame for that Atlanta Falcons loss, Super Bowl 51, after being up 25 points. Could have kicked a field goal, won the game at the end, decides to pass. They get out of field goal range. We know what happened. And then this year, up 10 points. Up 10 points. And I think, who was the caller? Was it just Pat or the guy before said Andy Reid outcoached him? Called a nice play. Tyreek Hill did an out. I mean, they were playing zone. The safety bit. He went to the middle of the field. Tyreek Hill went out left. And Mahomes was getting hit, too, at the time. He was getting hit. Still threw the ball 55 yards. Tyreek Hill caught it. That was a 3rd and 15, too. 3rd and 15. That was the turning point of the game. 3rd and 15, and then I thought was interesting was the Damian Williams touchdown, maybe not a touchdown. I thought he, watching it live, it looked like he got hit and went out of bounds at the one, and then they replayed it, and I think it was a touchdown, but if they called it not a touchdown, I don't think you could have overturned it either way. So whatever the call was originally would probably be the call to stand, but I would have loved to have known what Andy would have done there on a 4th down and half a yard in the Super Bowl, down 3 points. Do you take the 3 there, or do you go for it there? Last time I think the Chiefs ran a sneak, Mahomes busted up his knee, but I sneak it there. You're... what are you, 18 inches away? You got a big offensive line. All you need is 18 inches to win the Super Bowl, at least to put yourself in that position. Yeah, I don't think you go conservative there. Just my opinion. 610-632-0975. I'm Joe Stajak here till 6:45. Flyers and Caps at that time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.